everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's July 17th, 2016. It's a three-hour program. And I welcome you, particularly the listeners, the new listeners that are coming in, and the whole aspect of what our day brings. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'm really glad to be here, and I'm glad to be in a great country. And there's a lot going on. Oh, by the way, I have to apologize if I have a low voice today. That's just a result of science. The producer can always turn the sound up and make sure everybody's heard, which is very important. We're getting into the Republican convention tomorrow, which in many ways will have its own historical points. And I was finding out about something across my path, which was about the Democratic National Convention, which is in Philadelphia, and in front of the convention hall, the Democrats have a fiberglass donkeys, and they're positioned around the Philadelphia convention hall. And the group, which is called the Food and Water Watch, have placed files fake feces below. The behinds of about 19 of the 57 donkeys, and it symbolizes their stance that the Democratic Party's platform on fracking is crappy. And this particular group opposes the drilling techniques of high-pressure water and chemicals to extract oil and gas from underground rock. And the group wants to have the Democratic Party call for a ban on the practice. Now, on Parker Pathways, we presented hydraulic fracking in the year 2010. We've been in... there have been several amicus curiae briefs on law written to federal courts. There have been 12 states involved in the contamination of the water of the aquifer. And also the biochemical attributions in the human body I have covered. Several, I've been filed for a provisional patent for the testing of the human body fluids from the contamination of fracking. I've exposed the concept of companies that take the contaminated water from the black pits of hydraulic fracking and take it and drive it all the way to the Niagara Falls and dump it so it can't be traced. One of my patents is having a special code system similar to DNA analysis in rivers to determine what kind of species is in the river that the environmentalists think they're protecting. A lot of help in terms of teams of people from other countries, but no one in the United States has helped me directly. Instead, this particular group is a nice group, but they don't understand that. Maybe they understand it, but the Democrats' unions have done everything possible to keep my exposés of the contaminated waters, 1.5 gallons of water per frack. Of course, right now, the law and the Hilbert rule on the law cases of water law have made that a little different, because the Safe Drinking Water Act prohibits underground injection. But the underground injection was redefined, and it was in the state of Pennsylvania as a start. And in 1980, the hydraulic fracking was used to produce, you know, methane and coal dust. And the EPA changed through the Legal Environmental Assistance Foundation and petitioned the EPA to withdraw the approval of Alabama's program for failure to cover the hydraulic fracking associated with coal bed methane recovery. So the Democratic Party became very active at that time. I came on board on RBN. I've been on RBN for nearly 10 years. And that was my fourth month in, where I exposed the concept of the Democratic Party and what I considered fiduciously illegal activity and crimes against humanity, which was a four sentence paragraph that I submitted to the European Trial Tribunal in Europe to sue the United States and the Democratic Party. And so this particular group has made an effort to put their fake feces at the base of the donkey, but at the same time, the determination of what their real aims are really to be questioned. Now, but I'm glad they're there, because at least they're putting some activity to put it into the public eye, because there are people walking around this country that don't realize that most of their diagnostic procedures are tainted by more than just a simple contamination in the water. That's there, but the bioaccumulation process is there too in the body. Chloramine causes health damage is an article which is on the homepage of RBN. You can click and print it to your friends and to get the cornerstone of things. And the whole basis of it is it's been in a medical health journalism. Grinders of the Nobel Prize health journalism system for 4 times. I didn't expect it to be there, and in fact, I didn't know about the Nobel Prize for health journalism. But I'm glad, and I'm very grateful. So the fact that people are reading it. So on, I had when I came aboard to this. It was in the year 2004, on where I placed on the national stage chloramine as an ammonia additive causing leukemia and liver cancer in animals, and and the 900 and some peer-reviewed, I peer-reviewed all the medical studies on humans before I went on air. That took almost a year. I reviewed for nearly a year the engineering for water, and some of those exposés still stand, and they'll be in my treatise. So I'd reported in the year 2004 the water contamination in certain locations in West Virginia and Ohio. And that was quite brave for me because I'd never been on the radio, and I just became myself, not politically correct. We cover a lot of disciplines here, law, medicine, and many other facts of biology and law and politics. So, and they're all interconnected. These subjects are all interconnected. We have people who call who say, well, you're just jumping all over the place. Well, no, I'm not. These subjects are interconnected by forms of chemistry, developmental law to that chemistry, innovations, and the development process of it. So the Lubbock Public Service District and the Little Honking Water Association in the city of Belfry, Ohio, and the village of Pomeroy in Ohio, Mason County, these are contaminated private water sources. And the case now is coming to its fourth round, which occurs this week. And this has got the settlement of DuPont Washington Works in Parkersburg, West Virginia. And the chemical that I exposed with ammonium perfluorooxygenate, which is known as C8 or PFOA, and DuPont denies any wrongdoing in it, of course. And of course, an independent of science panel has found that there's a probable link between the C8 and the pregnancy-induced hypertension, including preeclampsia. A lot of the females are doing that. Testicular cancer and thyroid disease was part of my contribution for human dyscrasias. And, of course, the high cholesterol as a probable link from this particular chemical. So I filed the third case against DuPont, and that comes up this week as well. Now, what I want to mention is that I've been talking about, I have in my, which I created a prayer wheel about 3.5 years ago, which I call it the 28-day cycle, of people that have been harmed by water, or their land, or they lost their farm, or as a result of killing their animals, and taking the water on their farm systems. But there have been some farms that are coming in Michigan where the Department of Natural Resources have ordered a farmer to shoot all these pigs because essentially they were the wrong race of pigs. They use the word race, and they've done that for the past 9.5 years. I exposed that 9.5 years ago, and those cases are starting to come up this week as well. And there's been more damages of the government going in and shooting dairy farm animals and pigs. And I think 2 weeks ago, a big chicken farmer, the government came in. They're coming in. They take the land by eminent domain and by inverse eminent domain as well. So these people are in my prayer wheel. We have a total, Barker Pathways has a total of 1,016 people in that prayer wheel. It varies on around every 28 days, which is the time it takes for your body to rejuvenate itself, which you urinate out a lot of cells from your redeveloped organs. All tissues in the body do that. Either your blood supply and plus your organ systems and So the government stepped up, as you can tell by the number of people in the prayer wheel. These people listen to Barbara Pathways indirectly. There are a lot of people overseas that listen to the show because they don't want to directly go to the station to listen to it for various reasons, because of the previous difficulties, which have been so far figured out. Nobody wants to talk about it, but I will. And there's a lady by the name of Miss Bass in Michigan who is threatened with jail time for teaching children how to grow vegetables in their home garden. These charges have been dropped, but the Oak Park area in Michigan has several suits which have been filed, which the labor unions from the Democratic Party spent thousands of dollars to try to stop. And the idea is to prevent people from growing their own food using arrest and fines, and particularly in Oklahoma, where there's a complete destruction of medical herb landscaping by local city officials. And they come on the people's homes and destroy the herbs. This has been going on since I've been on air, and it was happening before that. Under the new laws that were proposed by the United Nations, Congress is told by the United Nations who can grow their food and who can develop their processing, and they're having a mixed farm system. And, of course, this is quite sad and quite real. So small farms are being attacked in America, and this goes right out to they want to criminalize small family farms. Particularly, the government and the United Nations wishes to suppress goats and honeybees. And of course, these are the two animals that are essential for creating products for immunology. And plus honey itself, which has other medicinal properties, but used for the body. And this is why, under the guise of environmentalism, there's the idea of suppressing the small farm. You've been talking about other aspects of helping people, which is a complete fraud. And the Democratic Party is to be responsible for that. The Republican Party is totally responsible, in my opinion, for not doing anything. The Republican convention starts tomorrow, and I believe Senator McConnell was interviewed a couple days ago. And they asked him, well, if Donald Trump wins the election, will you be able to consecrate his policies? What he wants, and the senator said, no, I don't agree with his policy. And therein lies the problem, you see, is that the Republicans never read Obamacare because they weren't allowed to by the Democrats. Only Senator, that's not true. Senator McCain was the only one who actually read it. And Nancy Pelosi, of course, said, well, we'll know what's in it when you read it. I think the Democratic Party should have been, if the people that had the guts in this country, maybe they'll have the guts when they voted for Trump and to go in there. And even the Republicans don't want him in for one reason, because they got their deals. The Democrats don't want him in because they got their deals, and they're so corrupt from the other side, which is evidenced by the communist policies they have that they came up with in the past 2 months. Not discussing terror, for instance. We have the music coming up, I believe. They're coming in for a break. So we'll see you on the other side of the break. 800-313-9443.
Or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways. I wonder if my producer can turn up the sound a little bit so we can get when we go into the breaks, we can make the transition a little better. I really appreciate that. It will help the listeners too. Thank you, Mr. Producer. I appreciate that. Since the government is against pig farmers or pigs and taking their farm and shooting the pigs, I ask you, how can someone explain the town of Flatonia, Texas? Now, some people have are out from Columbus, Texas, a slaughterhouse, describing their plan to turn Spanish pigs that they've been raising at a nearby ranch at Flatonia, Texas. In Spanish, this is Germania Birca de Belota, which in Spain is one of the most prized pigs. They eat acorns. And, of course, the breed is indigenous to Portugal and Spain. And it has, those particular pigs have very high-quality meat and fat, which is a delicacy in itself. And they eat really, you know, they find in the winter the acorns, because there's a lot of that particular town was selected and received a permit from the United States government to raise pigs. And this particular it's Iberico pig. Now, I ask you, why would the government do that? Since they want to get rid of pig farms, going on shooting pig farms. I remember one time it's almost become a past life at this point, interested in pigs very highly. I like pigs, and there was a pig farmer that wanted to sell his farm because he and his wife were getting older, and they were in Nebraska. And they had heard about me, and they, because they knew I was working with the genome of pigs, because pigs have a similar genomic mathematical outcomes in the real world of their genes similar to humans, or humans similar to pigs, which is why pigs are used for organ transplants and for parts of the pig for human organs. And I was quite excited about it. And I remember working with that. And then this whole transaction was going along. Well, this was long, some time ago. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this is before. It happened just before. And John Stadmiller brought me on RBN about the water. On the developmental process of it, and which I to this day give kudos to John Stadmiller for doing that. He might have had other intentions, you know, to sell water products, and that's fair. But he had an intuition that was good, and he understood the listeners. This government guy comes along. And he says, "What are you going to do with this? You know, I don't think you should do this. We don't want you to be involved in organ transplants in terms of anything. Even though I said by the University of Iowa, we got the project, and this is a very good pig farm." And he says, "Well, the neighbors complain about the smell, and they went through a whole bunch of things. They tried everything. They tried to change a road." Develop the thing. They said some entertainers from Hollywood wanted to live there, and they went through all kinds of stuff. Very nice government people, and they wore sidearms. I was getting indoctrinated, you see. We'll talk a little bit more about this after the break. 800-313-9443. It's showtime, and thank you for being here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stadtmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Parker Pathways, and I was talking about the $3 million investment in Acorn Seekers, which is the Spanish and Portuguese people that have settled in Texas, in Flatonia, Texas, for raising the Iberico pigs for the American market. And some of the farmers around Texas are going in there, and they're getting some of the pigs to grow on their own for the main company, and then they get some reimbursement afterward. The Spanish government export agency has estimated that that in 2014 there were approximately 200 million cured hams. The wholesale value of all cured ham from them in the United States was 200 million hams. So at that time, they were bringing in, and they're saying, well, the fat of the Iberico has a higher oleic fatty acid than any other breed of pig, which it does, because I did the research on it. And so the reason when the U.S. government comes in with the DEA agents and other government agencies and the National Dairy Resource of the Interior comes on a person's farm in America to shoot their pigs or to shoot their cows because they're not producing a good, you know, their butter fat content is too high. Well, that's the purpose of milk, you know. And the thing is, so they say, well, we want the oleic acid, but we want it under another control. So they put it on one of the treaties with Spain. And I remember that transaction I was talking about before the break. I was not aware, in a form of due diligence of getting a place like that, you learn a lot. In fact, they didn't know what I was already talking about, the underground water at that time, for which happens in the residue of pig feces. But the I was more interested in the pigs running free. And they say, well, you can't run pigs free. That comes under the law of the United Nations. They started a quote at that time. And of course, this came upon the moment of history where how I got into the water in the first place was a factor of etiological organ transplants in the first place. Because the immune panels of the humans were matching. There was all forms. There were not any cytokine uptake. CD4 cells were not being produced. Blood type matching, which are of isomers, in other words, you can cross blood types on the transplant. They were taking in the patients, and of course, someone said, well, there must be something in the water. And it was brought to my attention, and that's how I got started and started research and just discovered that there were over at that time, 10 years ago, there were over at that time, about 800 to 900, they weren't quite sure, disinfectant byproducts, and the trihalomethanes were running around 1,000 at the time. And the EPA said, well, we don't want to do the bench work on that. We're only going to do on perchlorate, which comes from dynamite production. And, of course, you can't touch us on that. So I put the request from the American Medical Association and say, well, I'm going national on this. And it's all the medical schools, the deans of the medical schools went on CNN and tried to disclaim me and saying, well, the perchlorate actually eliminates out of the body in 8 to 9 days, and so there's no problem. Well, that's not true, and they know it. They're the dean of the medical school, for God's sakes. You know, there were 19 of them, and there were 9 of the main deans right on CNN. Running God and everybody. So when it became apparent that I wouldn't get the pig farm, and so what happened was down the road, I think about 4 years later, the gentleman's wife died, and he sent me a very nice letter, and the whole thing, he says, you would have been a great person to take our farm. We've had it in our family, you know, for a long time. And the whole thing, and he says, well, the United Nations bought it. Now, they did it at the front company, the United Nations bought it. They were buying up the pigs, you see. And it turns out the same thing is happening here with the water. It's happening with the developmental process of the food. It's the same thing for taking American farms, particularly small farms. The same procedure is going into effect. Now, I don't know. I believe it has happened that on the Republican platform, the concept of the water has been placed. I think that was a result of the Trump interchange when he was flying to Missouri and Michigan on the same day. So that being said, we'll get we'll get back to that shortly. Today in our presentation, we're going to have to just remind you so that you don't lose any focus in terms of the Nice terrorist massacre, and also it's a little more realistic calling the radical Islamic activity, because you see, they've been the elites have been blinding you to various activities. Now you know about Britain wanting to leave the European Union, And you see, London, as I keep saying, mentioning to you, London is the center of global activity in the end. I mean, but they have to change their way. They may even leave Britain, some of these investors. Excuse me. So the electronic trading will be the way even insurance is going, is to be by electronics. And, of course, I think in July, on July 26th, I'm not sure, I think it's July 26th, the official changeover for not having American currency will go into effect. I'm not sure, but I know I'm right for another reason, because of the Democrats want to have the illegal immigrants to get pre-stamped food stamps in the development of the race war, and it is a race war, the illegal immigrants to be brought in. And, of course, this will come under Senate Bill 249, which also will be able where you can drive up a stock price and do it legally. So let's say the whole basis of insurance for terrorism insurance will be electronic at the Lloyd's of London, and it'll be allowing buyers and sellers of terrorist insurance to barter, as they do in Lloyd's of London now. I mean, that's when they pay their insurance policy on you, they take the risk coming the other way, and Lloyd's of London will sell the risk. In other words, the equity and bond currency are going to be, they were already being traded by computer, which is why the patent law was changed. That's what Obama's act was, with the American Invents Act. And so, with the Vermont senator at his side in the Oval Office on the second week, and they sign and say, well, we take away the first to invent and place it the first to file and destroy Thomas Jefferson's clause in the Constitution. In my opinion, they did it under the guise of legality. It was all planned ahead of time. That's why they gave Obama the Peace Prize before, the Nobel Peace Prize, before he got in there. He didn't do anything for it, but he got that in there so he could negotiate with nations on the development of the change of having the computerized trading on a business method patent. And so this it will be going on for just 3 or 4 more years, and then it phases out. By that time, artificial intelligence will be taking effect. Development for what's called the sensor process of even what you believe in spirituality and religion will be artificially intelligized. And remember what I taught you, the phrase, remember what I taught you, it was on July 2015, we are the data. Understand what we're saying. Understand what I'm trying to teach you. The French and Germany had already developed the process of making that transition. And the idea of the idea of artificial intuition will be part of the spiritual and religious thinking in the human intuition of language in a computer way. That will be integrated. That will be integrated in the Lloyd's of London transfer of bartering for terrorism insurance. In other words, people's lives will be bartered, which is what Lloyd's of London are all about, and they've been all about. Remember, they're trying to insure cargo that was going across the ocean in case it got lost at mercantile. So the thing is, that's how they got started. And the new system will be run by a company which is called Placing Platform Limited, and it'll allow brokers and the underwriters and to actually see the quote and the orders for the financial transaction under terrorism insurance. So in other words, you can have, it'll be a cost saving, because if they lose, it's like I was told, I remember about 2 years ago, I told my audience that the people in the government and their contacts, they say, well, if we lose a 500,000 people in San Francisco, that's not going to make any difference. And I remember him saying that, and I said to him, well, you know, we're talking about somebody very high up in the government. I mean, close to the right-hand crosser. This came after the BP oil spill, and where they were allocating costs to different people, they would for their losses, and the people came across as they had a loss and they hadn't. But they said, we're going to give you the money anyway, because it's a part of the social template. And this was another Obama scheme. And, of course, this was backed up by the United Nations and the process of the development of the contract with NATO, which is why Trump seized upon that in his primaries. And in the terms of, he knew that it happened. The same thing for the Trans-Partnership Agreement, which press, which is controlled very much for favoring the Democrats, is saying, well, Trump is an anathema, you know, to this, and our process and our socialism and our, they use the word. Well, you can now insure on that, see? In other words, you can have the terrorism insurance, which can cover you to make the market change at your will. In other words, you can have say, well, let's say the audit trail of your past dealings can be part of that computerized algorithm for their computerized method of business, which now you can patent. So, you can now patent your own world control in the real world. We're talking real world control here. And patent that, and then the only way you can challenge that, you see, is that you have to go to what would be a post-grant a challenge of it, or what is called the inter partes grant of a third-party challenge within claims of likelihood there is a reasonable possibility that the claim is invalid. So you have to go into the patent board court in terms of that, and if you don't like that, you can appeal to the federal circuit, and if you don't like that, you can go to the Supreme Court. By that time, that product, if it's not insured, based in Louisville, and then you can have a developmental system by which you can go to the Supreme Court. So the ex parte challenges can be by a patent owner of that computerized method system. But at the same time, since Obama took it out of the Constitution and had the audacity by Congress, keep in mind Congress pulled this off, you see. You've got to understand that the Vermont senator it was behind this. So, the Republican Vermont senator. So, to understand the world you're in, you had your body bargained away, all right? And, by the way, the British Global a warming agency for climate change has been closed by the new person that's taking that in, which we'll talk about that as well before our show is over today. Now, along with this discussion, the United States government has put forth a small business FLSA, which is a determination of pay for more overtime for people In other words, to run the limit up to $47,000 from a low of $35,000 and change the contract hours. Now, you know, and a small business can now be fined not only with Obamacare going over the 50 people, which is the definition of a small business. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
This is Porter Pathways. And I was right that that's July 26th. Yeah, that's when the Federal Reserve will place one of the disruptions on the supply of money and cash and coins. And of course, this will tie in with the new the new world order for the Lloyd's of London terrorism insurance. So, in other words, the idea of promoting terrorism actually benefits the insurance exchange. Now, if you look at the value of a person and his person lies in the death panel, the Independent Payment Advisory Board. I have, let's see, it's interested, you know, answering about 200 questions today, collected over a period of time in the show today, and the things, but they'll center around a lot of the IPAB and the Obamacare. And but keep in mind that Congress said, well, if you don't repeal the death panel by February 1st, 2017, then it becomes permanent. And I've talked about this over and over in every show. I keep giving you warnings. I keep giving you flags. I keep giving you, you know. And, of course, you have to have two-thirds of the Senate and two-thirds of the House in order to repeal it. So when Donald Trump says, well, I'm going to repeal Obamacare, I'm reminding the Trump camp that that's a very good basis. Of course, keep in mind that Obama is still wanting the one-payer system, which is what they wanted in the first place. They wanted government control of health care for another basis and have a one-payer system. And, of course, that if that went through, of course, they've got it fixed so that they can pay off the insurance companies of what they have as their presumed loss as a result of Obamacare being repealed. But nothing is mentioned about the repeal of the death penalty. So the basis of close to 200 folks who have asked me about the death penalty and what they can do about it, there are a couple of little trends in those questions which say, well, how can I get around the death penalty? My answer to you is that you can't. That's why I've been talking about it practically every show for the past 5 years, which is on this Parker Pathway program. The fact is, before it became a law, I was trying to point that out to you. So I'm going to give you throughout the three, you know, the next 2-hour live program, and the beginning of it is little things that you need to know as your guide. There are very legitimate ways that you can try to protect yourself outside the system but stay in the legal system in order to protect yourself. We'll see you as suggestions. We're going to see you on the next 2 hours of live programming of Parker Pathways. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.